It's time now for today's edition of Community Conversations. It's the interview program in which we dialogue with voices from the Omaha community. And here's your host for Community Conversations. Let's welcome Cammie Carlisle.
Well, hi, Ryan. It's finally Friday, and I'm so glad that we have, well, I wouldn't say a member of the Girl Scouts, but a Girl Scout leader. It's Demi Culper. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So Demi is the Social Impact and Communications Director over at the Girl Scouts. And I know immediately when you hear Girl Scouts, you all are thinking cookies.
Cookies.
Right? 'Tis the season.
Yep. You have till Sunday, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, St. Patty's Day is our last day of cookies.
Oh, boy. Good to know. I promised
stock up.
My mother a big old box.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay,
stock
I'm on
up
it.
While you can.
Good to know. Well, Demi, tell us a little bit about yourself. Were you born here? Are you from here? And how did you get to be where you are now?
Yes. Born and raised in Omaha, South Omaha to be exact.
Right.
Very proud of my South O roots. I've been with Girl Scouts for about 4 years now. I've just always had a real deep connection to supporting youth, you know, so
yeah.
I was like, this is the perfect little role for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Girl Scouts and what you do, because again, I think a lot of people just think cookies, but there's so much more to
the Girl Scouts. So much more.
Yeah.
I know. Were you ever a Girl Scout?
I was a brownie,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't make it past that.
I was never anything, so you made it further than me. But that's why it's so cool working here now, because I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have done this as a kid.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, like you said, more than cookies. We just have such enriching programs, like, under the sun, from, like, leadership and life skills, entrepreneurship, STEM, outdoors, you name it. Like, you know, we're just all about creating tomorrow's future leaders. And
yeah.
These Girl Scouts are incredible. Like, the community service, you know, aspect to it and just seeing all the amazing things that they're doing for our city, for our state, it's really cool.
I love it. Remind me, what is the age that you can be a Girl Scout to? Is it like a teenage?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can join kindergarten, 5-6 years up, and it goes into high school, senior
nice.
Into high school. Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
And I think about back when I was a brownie many decades ago, but you just mentioned STEM, and I'm like, that was around, but wasn't around back in the 70s.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that is incredible that you guys include that, because that's so important.
It's so important, and it's even new for me, too. I mean, that wasn't really a big thing when I was in school either.
Right?
But yeah, it's probably one of like the hottest trends in Girl Scouts, for sure.
Yeah,
our programs are always based on STEM.
I love that, and I love that they want to take them as well, right?
Yeah.
We got to use our brains.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Girl Scouts. When did the Girl Scouts first, when were they founded, and when did they come to Nebraska?
Yes. So I picked a good week to come here because we just celebrated our birthday this week, March 12th.
Yay.
We turned 112.
Oh,
we've been around for a minute. Yes. We were founded by a wonderful human named Juliet Gordon Lowe. She started the first troop in Savannah, Georgia in 1912, and just wanted to create a space for girls and women just to explore opportunities and possibilities, because in 1912, women's rights weren't really a thing, right?
Right. And we still are struggling.
We are still in 2024. But she was like, let's just create a space for women and girls to be. And
awesome.
Yeah.
And when did it start here in Nebraska?
It started here in Nebraska in 1926, I believe, in Omaha, to be exact. And then it slowly made its way across the state. Like, Fairbury was the next one, and then Lincoln.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So, again, Girl Scouts, cookies. But today, we are not going to talk about cookies. But to remind you again, you have till Sunday to
order. Sunday, GirlScoutsNebraska.org.
Yes, yeah, so get those ordered. But today, we want to talk about Art Venture. This is your statewide fundraiser. What is it all about?
Art Venture is so much, in the best way I say that. It is like it's a program for actual Girl Scouts, but also a fundraiser for us all to participate in. So it is a program where Girl Scouts sign up and get partnered with a local artist,
mm-hmm.
and together they create this amazing, beautiful art piece that they then auction off at a silent event called Art Venture. That is on April 20th, and we just always encourage everyone to come on out and support this amazing, amazing program.
That sounds awesome. So the art, is it just, I mean, is it painting? Is it ceramics? Is it anything and
it's
everything?
It's literally anything. I know, I've gone to like three of these, like I've worked them, and yeah, I mean, nothing's off limits. Like, I've seen sculptures, I've seen jewelry, I've seen paintings. It's incredible what comes from it.
Yeah. That's super cool. So when did this all start up? When did this event and why was it created and when?
Mm-hmm. So another fun little milestone. This is our 20th anniversary of Art Venture. So,
oh my.
Yeah, it started in 2004.
Nice.
And you know, what I've gathered in my research is just that, you know, our team at that time was just like, we need a more immersive, hands-on program, fundraiser for, you know, Girl Scouts to feel connected to the community. And Art Venture was created. So celebrating 20 years.
20 years. Yeah. That is a milestone.
You know,
congrats.
It's so exciting. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah. So is this statewide or just here in Omaha or how does this work?
Yes, it's statewide. So we have girl collaborations going on across the state, partnering with local artists. But the actual events only being held in Omaha at UNO.
At UNO.
Mammal Hall. Yep.
Oh, I know that place really well. Okay. So this is, I loved it how you just said girl collaboration.
Girl collabs.
That's like a great band name.
Hi,
we're Girl Collaboration.
Ooh, I like it. It's Wonderwall.
That's right. So tell us about the options. So I was reading up on your website. So they can either collaborate on a theme or sign up for a council arrange.
Right.
So what does that mean, a council arrange?
Right. Okay. So say we're in a Girl Scout troop and we really want to work with a specific artist.
Okay.
We would just do the create your own option. So we would seek that person out, connect with them. Do the thing.
Got it.
Council arranged. Our program team has like a list of all the artists that have signed up and they kind of just, and all the troops, and they kind of look at availability and scheduling and just kind of match you up based on that.
Okay.
So that's kind of where they're different. So if you have like a strong want to do a specific medium or work with a specific artist, the create your own is probably the best route. Yeah.
Okay. Do you find that most of the Girl Scouts kind of veer that way? Do they have an idea of who they want to work with?
I think it's actually pretty split.
Yeah.
You know, most of them are pretty open to like, partner me up with whoever, like I'm here for the experience, but there's some Girl Scouts that are just really gung-ho and like, I want to do pottery this time, you know?
Yeah.
And it's more than just troops too. We have individual girl members, so like you can join Girl Scouts and just do it on your own.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I feel like, a forgotten part of Girl Scouts that I think is really cool. But so yeah, we have like a lot of individual girl members that will usually do the create your own just because it's just them.
I didn't know that.
So they're like, oh yeah, let me hit up this person and see if they want to work together. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, of course they're going to have initiative because they're Girl Scouts, right?
Exactly. They can do anything.
So let's see. Is there a cost for the girls to participate in this?
Yes. I can't. I don't know exactly what it is, but I know it's so small.
Right.
And it usually helps go towards the artists because we do pay them for dedicating their time and trying to help them with their materials and resources and all that. Yeah.
Do they get a badge?
I hope they do.
I hope they do too.
I always try to make a push in Girl Scouts. I'm like, I think we need to create adult badges.
Oh, yes.
I know people would eat it up.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
I would participate.
I get badges sometimes. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
That is so cool. So the local artists, now they jump in and like you said, so say specifically, you know, you have a ceramic artist. So the girls can go to their studios and work with them and that artist will teach them like, this is how you run the wheel. This is how you do whatever.
It's pretty fascinating. Yeah. If they don't have their own studio, we have, you know, we have camps across the state. We have offices, so we'll host them as well. But for the most part, I feel like a lot of these artists have studios or spaces of their own where they invite these troops to come on out and do the thing.
And make some art. So do they donate, like, the clay and the paint and all, like, I don't know,
Yeah, they
canvas?
Provide it all. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really, really cool.
It's really cool. And I've gone on site a couple times to, like, take pictures and stuff for marketing. And, the way these artists just, like, really step into this leadership role and they kind of give the rundown, like, okay, here's what we decided on. Here's how we're going to make it happen. And then they all just kind of branch off and do their own thing. And it's really cool.
So say like the girls, one troop decides we're going to do ceramics this year. Mm-hmm. Do they all make something or is it just one giant thing they make together?
Right. Yeah. It depends on the experience, the artist. The ones that I've seen, everyone's done their own little thing.
Okay.
Like whether it's like a jewelry holder or something like that. They'll, or like everyone will get like a chance behind like the pottery wheel, even if it is like just one big.
Oh, I love that.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, good. So they really literally get hands on.
It's as hands on as you can get for everyone involved.
That is sweet. Mm-hmm. So do you have a ballpark figure on maybe how many artists you have signed up for?
I know. I was trying to find that out and connect with someone, but I never heard back. But I feel like we have a pretty big list this year.
And they're statewide, right? Artists from all over the state.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I know it's a pretty decent list. And I was talking to a coworker about, I'm like, do you have any artists that come to mind that are on the list? And she named some people that I'm like, oh, I know that person. There's some pretty cool people.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see from out of state because, of course, Omaha, we know a lot of the artists and from Lincoln, too. But I'm just really curious about the out of state people that maybe don't get the press here.
I know.
And this is a good way for them to get recognition as well. So everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Totally. Yeah.
So let's see. How do you notify the artists? I mean, is there a call for the artists that you put out just in general, or do you specifically seek artists out like, hey, we love you, come help us?
A little bit of both. So, you know, we have a running list of all the artists that have, you know, participated in years past. So, of course, we'll reach out to them. But then, we always do a call out on our social media platforms. We just really dive into the art community all across the state and, you know, connect with, like, local galleries, the colleges.
Yeah. Okay.
Whether that's, like, here's a flyer with a QR code or, you know, business cards.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I have to believe in the last 20 years, did this start kind of small? And now I feel like it must be huge, right?
Yeah.
After 20 years, the word has got to be out.
It's got to be out. I think it is.
So I also read, too, that the artists that are helping you, they can also donate to two pieces of their work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That's so lovely. And do they actually do that?
They do that a lot. I know. Okay. Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of artists that, like, either, you know, are just busy, don't have the capacity to, like, sit down and work with Girl Scouts, but they still want to support, you know.
Yeah.
So they're like, I'll donate, you know, a piece of art or two. And they have the option to either donate 100% of the sales to Girl Scouts or 50% of the sales to Girl Scouts.
Nice. So, okay, cool. Yeah. And then how do they, if they want to do that, do you guys have a form?
Yep, there's a form. All of it's on our website, girlscoutsnebraska.org.
Okay. And is there still time?
I think there's still time, yeah.
Okay.
You just go and fill out the form and it sends like an email right to our department that oversees our venture, and they'll follow up with you.
Okay, perfect. So artists out there, if you are listening, there is still time. And if you want to help out the Girl Scouts, you can donate art.
Totally. And I think the collaborations are probably winding down.
Yeah.
But donating.
Yeah, and if you have anything, I mean, why not, right?
Why
it goes
not?
To a good cause.
Absolutely.
Get your name out there.
Yeah.
So tell us how the Girl Scout staff helps with this.
Mm.
I'm guessing it's all hands-on, right?
It is all hands-on, just like the actual collaborations. Yes, it is a busy time. You know, we all sign up for a shift or two or three, and it's from like sun up to sundown, like setting up, tearing down. We have people, you know, working different stations, booths. We have a portion, so actual the silent auction doesn't start till like 5 p.m.
Okay,
but during the day,
okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Yes, so there's an event called just the Girl Event, so it's just for the Girl Scouts to come.
Oh, what do they do?
They come and they just get to walk around and check out their artwork. You know, like, oh my gosh, I helped make that. You know, so they bring their families, and the artists are usually there, and they get to like see them again. And they get to dress up and be all cute. So, that's a big portion that I do and lead. I will do like a live event for Girl Scouts that like might be in like Grand Island. I can't make it, you know, like I'll go live on social media and like walk through so they can see.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's the first half of the day.
Okay.
And then the second half is the actual event. So yes, staff are very much involved.
Oh my gosh, that's a long
crucial
day.
Role. But it's so fun. It's so worth it. And it flies by.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because you love what you're doing.
Yes.
And it's promoting good things.
Yes.
So yes, it's going to be a fun packed day.
Yeah.
So over the last 20 years, and I know you've only been with the Girl Scouts for four, but do you think, have you seen in your 4 years, is there a favorite medium the girls love? Does it change every year? I mean, how does that work?
You know, the few times I've gone to Art Venture and I've like talked to the girls, I feel like they really love any sort of pottery, ceramic.
Yeah.
I mean,
right,
and I think it comes down to like the sensory of it all, like the touching, the molding.
Yes.
And then the fact that you think that you're done, but you're not. It's dried and then you get to paint it or decorate it. So there's so many just like steps.
Yeah. And then you have to put it in the kiln and cook it. Whatever you do.
Yeah. I know. Like, I don't know art.
Like, you bake it.
You bake it.
Something and it's beautiful and usable.
Yeah.
So, of course, I'm very tired, but I'm thinking ceramics, painting. Are there any mediums that really stick out that are different that girls have tried?
Like, I saw this one last year that I thought was so cool. It was like a candle making, and the candles that they made just like weren't your typical candle. It was like a bowl of cereal with a spoon in it, and it looked very realistic, kind of like that. Like, is it cake or is it real?
Yeah.
It was very much like that. It's like, whoa, that's a bowl of Fruit Loops. Oh, actually, no, there's three wicks in it.
Whoa, that's really cool. And is that candle maker here or somewhere else?
She's in Grand Island.
Ah, okay, that's really unique.
It was so fun. Yeah, that was probably the one that stuck out to me the most last year. There's a lot of tote bags last year too. Embroidery and sewing. So that was really fun. I think that artist is here in Omaha.
That's cool.
Those are really fun and like really personal too, just like what they chose to.
Sure.
Yeah, embroider.
Screen printing, anything like that? Clothing?
I don't know if I've seen any screen printing. But it could definitely
never
happen.
Say never. No,
and I'm like, maybe this is the year.
Maybe this is the year,
yeah.
Right? That's really cool.
Yeah.
So let's go over how, if anybody, so the collaborations are winding down. So those are pretty much, mm-hmm. we're done with that. Mm-hmm. But again, artists can donate. What else can people do in the meantime?
Yes. I mean, we would love for you just to come to the event, of course.
So tell us more. The date,
yes,
and all that good stuff.
The date, April 20th.
Okay. And it's at UNO?
At UNO's Mammal Hall.
Okay.
Yep. We have a preview party at 5 p.m.
Okay.
That goes till 6. And then the main event starts at 6 p.m. You can get your tickets and find out more info at GirlScoutsNebraska.org. But the preview party tickets are $200. And
okay.
then the main event is $100.
Okay.
And, I mean, all that, of course, goes right back to Girl Scouts.
Right.
And helps support our amazing programming and our camp experiences and just helps make Girl Scouts more affordable for girls that might not be able to necessarily, you know,
mm-hmm.
have it offered to them.
Right.
Yeah.
So what if I, and I'm embarrassed to say that,
no.
I've not been to one of these events.
Oh.
I mean, it's been around forever. Why have I not gone? So what does it look like? Is it
yeah.
just like you walk in, and is it like almost being at a museum where there's just art everywhere?
It does feel very much like?
Like
that, yes. It's kind of like cocktail attire, casual.
Okay.
Wear a nice little outfit. There will be like hors d'oeuvres and appetizers and drinks. And yeah, the halls of Mammal Hall just kind of come to life. They become an art gallery. There's grids everywhere and just all this art displayed.
Oh, that's cool.
You can walk around and start bidding. We'll have staff on the floor to assist you with that. And another portion, mm-hmm. if you can't make it in person, there's a virtual bidding option.
Oh, tell us more.
Yeah, that is free to register for.
Okay.
All on our website as well.
Okay.
And yeah, I think we just take your contact info. I think we might have to have like a credit card on file.
Okay.
They don't do anything with it unless you buy something. And then, yeah, all of the, like, the artwork's right online as well. You can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us how the auction works. So say someone's bidding from home, but then you've got people here. So how does this all play out in the
yeah.
end?
Yeah. I wish I knew. That is a whole other world because it's so fun to watch the staff that are doing that. Like, they're behind the scenes with their laptops, and they're like, we've got a bid online.
Oh,
we
my
have
gosh.
One in person. So, I mean, there will be these little bid-offs, and it's really fun to watch.
Right.
But if, like, the person, the virtual bidder, if they win, you know, they win, and we mail that right out to them.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah, nice and convenient if you can't make it or don't feel like leaving your house.
So the virtual bidding can be found on your website as well.
Yes.
Okay, they yep. just go to the Art Venture page and it's there?
Yep. Yep, you'll see the ticket options. And then it's the third one, cost $0.
Okay, perfect. Well,
yeah.
What are you personally looking forward to the most
Ooh.
About Artventure?
Yeah, I really love leading this girl event. I know it's not open to the public, but it's just so fun because it's great seeing these Girl Scouts show up and just be so proud and passionate about this artwork that they created and
right.
seeing their friends and celebrating with their friends.
Oh, I would love to see that too.
I know.
When they go and show their parents and everything.
Like, I mean that. I know. I put myself in their position. I'm like, oh, I'd be like freaking out with excitement. Like,
right.
I am displayed in this really cool college building right now. Like,
right.
Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really big thing because even kids that pursue art from the get-go, I mean, they have school stuff, but
yeah.
this is really cool.
Yeah.
And it's all for a good cause.
Yes.
I just thought of another medium. Photography.
Photography. There is some photography. Yeah, yeah. There was some last year for sure. A lot of donated photography.
Okay, good,
mm-hmm.
good. I just wondered because I feel like photography has changed so much. Instead of having your giant camera and a billion lens, everybody's got an iPhone.
An iPhone, yeah.
But man, they take good pictures, right?
They do. I feel like it was either last year or the year before. There was a specific like series around like nature at our camps
mm-hmm.
that
oh,
one of the
cool.
girls said. And it was really cool.
Oh, I love that.
Got some really cool animals. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Uh-huh.
Do you find that the girls that participate, do they do it from like when they first? So how anybody, any age can participate?
Yes.
Girl Scouts.
Yep.
So do you find that when the girls start participating, they keep participating every year?
Yes. I would say yes, for sure.
I bet that'd be fun to see the girls progress as artists,
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I've got to believe some of them probably started with scribbles and now they're like, what? You did that?
Right. I know. I'd be curious to see if, like, if they spice it up too, or they just like stick with photography the whole time,
right?
Or do they just kind of hop around?
I think it'd be really cool to hop around personally.
Me too.
I think I would try everything.
Yeah.
Like, why not? Right?
Why not? Yeah.
All right. So, Art Venture, that is coming up April 20th, and I know you have other things as well. Do you want to talk about glamping at all?
Glamp.
I'm catching you off guard.
No, you're fine. There's so much coming up at Girl Scouts.
I know.
Even before glamp, we are opening a new immersive office space,
oh,
program
tell us.
Space called
what?
It's called the Dream Lab.
Wow.
I
want to come.
No, I know.
Tell us about that.
We will be right off 90th and Dodge, little strip mall area by the Starbucks and stuff over there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The sign is officially up on the building, so people have been like, they see it now. They're like, oh, Girl Scouts, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I haven't personally gone and toured yet, but I've seen the blueprints and the layouts, and it's gorgeous. It's a space meant to be used for Girl Scout programming.
Oh, I love it.
Just lots of rooms for programs. There's a rock climbing wall in there.
What?
There's a podcast studio in there.
Yes.
Yeah, just everything for a girl. All these STEM, little booths and stations. Yeah, I'm so excited for it to come to life. I think we will be wrapped up May, June should be coming.
That's exciting. Now, you all just moved offices, though, too, right? Is that in the same area?
Yep. So... yep, we are kind of in a temp location right now while that building is being finished and wrapped up.
I didn't know that. It was temporary. Mm-hmm. So then you all move over
and
there.
And then we'll all move over there.
In a beautiful new shining location.
Yeah.
I love that. A rock wall.
I know.
I'm coming over.
Yeah, I know. I'm it's going to be open to the public. So, yeah.
I'm just inviting myself.
Yeah, I'm you don't need an invitation.
Podcast,
always
let's go
welcome.
Do it.
Yes. Yes.
So that's happening. Uh-huh. You said May or June.
Yeah,
and then, so that will be kind of the Omaha headquarters then?
Omaha headquarters, yep, for sure.
And then statewide, as far as headquarters and stuff, mm-hmm. anything exciting happening out in the rest of the state?
Well, of course, our summer camps, always the best time of year.
When do those start?
They start in May, I believe, right towards the end of the school year, just jump right in. And it's a perfect time to become a Girl Scout during that time because I know parents are always like, where am I going to send my kid during the summer? I feel like our camps are amazing and affordable, and we have financial aid if, that's a burden. And we have just the most fun themed camps,
I love it.
It could be nature and bugs and stuff, but sometimes we have Harry Potter week and it just is all over the place. So that's always a big time of year, our summer camps, of course.
Now camps, they're overnight camps.
Not all of them, but some are. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then are they usually a week long or how long do they last?
Week usually.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I went to a brownie camp and rode a horse. I could be making this up. Maybe that
there
was
4-H. Nope. There are Crossed Arrows location in Nickerson has horses.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared,
but it was fun.
And I found out I was highly allergic.
Oh my God.
So I'm galloping I can't breathe.
This doesn't feel right.
Is this how it's supposed to be? Yeah. So I didn't do that again.
Oh my gosh.
So summer camps, they can sign up now.
Yep. All on our website as well.
Now, are they just in May or do they go through the whole summer?
Whole summer until August.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, parents. That's where you're going to send your girls.
Yep.
And there's so much they can do.
And then another thing that we always forget about, our camps, we can rent them as just
what?
Human beings.
What?
As long as there's not a camp going on, but we have cabins galore that are very modern.
What?
If you and your family wanted a little staycation, you could rent a Girl Scout cabin.
Why is my head exploding right now?
I know. How fun.
What?
Yeah.
So where are some of these camps at?
We have Camp Maha and Papillion.
Okay.
Camp Katrin in Nebraska City. Okay. That one's gorgeous. Right by Kimmel Orchard. So you can go have a little...
could you just rent a cabin?
Uh-huh.
Or do you have to rent the whole thing?
Nope, just a cabin.
What?
I've done it many times. It's great.
Wow, that changes my whole summer plans, lady.
I know. We have Lakeview Cabin way out by Lake McConaughey, North Platte-ish.
Oh my gosh.
We have quite a few camps. So all on our website as well.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can, as an adult, as a human, family, whatever, mm-hmm. rent out a camp.
A camp. I know a lot of people do it for family reunions or birthday parties.
My mind is like, what?
I know. I feel a good time to do it's usually right before summer or in the fall time, just because summer, obviously, it's a little more booked with the actual camps.
Yes.
But
this is so exciting.
Good to know.
Oh,
keep it in your back pocket.
My mind. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Yep.
Now, also, if you don't want to rent the camp out, but you like the idea of it, you have glamping
glamping for adults.
Right? It sounds like a blast. What's it all about?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Glamp's one of our newer fundraisers that we started.
Okay.
I don't know when we're doing it this year. It's been in August, the past 2 years that we've done it.
Okay.
Maybe we might move to September, so it's a little cooler.
Yeah. I remember talking to my friend that works with you, and she's like, it's so hot.
It's so hot.
I'm like, you better get a lot of fans.
Yes. Yes.
So what happens when you glam?
But it's basically summer camp for adults. It's at our Camp Katrin location in Nebraska City.
Pretty.
It's so gorgeous. And there's different levels of, stays you can buy. There's someone our skybox where you just it's windows that are just really sheer. It's like a screen door, basically.
Cool.
So you're very immersed in nature. But then there's the inside bunk bed ones if you're like, I don't want bugs in my space at night.
That would be me.
That's me. That's me.
Is there flushing toilets?
Yes. Okay, there are flushing toilets.
I'm a bit of a princess.
Yes. But throughout the day, there's also just like activities. You know, we bring in like yoga instructors. There was like some sort of like a bouquet flower activity that they brought in last year, charcuterie boards.
Oh, I love it.
Of course, wine and all the yummy beverages, swimming. It's just very much just like a pamper yourself weekend in the great outdoors.
Mm-hmm. And it's all weekend long, like Friday through Sunday, or?
Yes, Friday through Sunday. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh my gosh, I love mm-hmm. all this.
Yes, more information will be coming out about that, I'm sure.
Okay,
and
good.
And once again, it'll be on our website.
Excellent. Wow, that's a lot. So you do have a lot coming up. Anything
There's
else coming up?
Oh my gosh.
That you can think of?
I think that's it.
I said, that's a lot. We got camp, we got glam, we got
a new office space, and then, of course, cookies winding down
this weekend.
Ugh. Yes, you can order online. I feel like people forget that, too.
That's right.
I know it's more special to go to an actual booth and find a Girl Scout.
Yeah, but it is. You know, it's so fun to buy from them.
Right, and like we're on the time crunch. If you're like, I don't know, you can always order online for a small little shipping fee.
Yeah, I got to ask, do you know, is this the first year they're offering gluten-free cookies? We noticed because our boss here is gluten-free, and we always try to include here.
Yeah.
And I told Ryan, I said, there's a gluten-free cookie.
Yeah, we've had that for a minute, I think.
I love that.
I know.
I feel like you guys have new delicious recipes, too, that you're sharing, like different cookies. Like, I've never seen that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This year, we didn't announce anything new.
Okay, maybe I'm just behind.
But yeah, like the Toast Yay and the Adventureful, those ones are like new within like the last 2 or 3 years, I would say.
Oh my
gosh. They're all so yummy.
Y'all rock.
Thank you.
You really do.
We appreciate that.
I love it, Ryan.
Thin mints
in a freezer.
Mm. Oh, Ryan.
That's the best way to do it.
That is his favorite breakfast with a Pepsi, and he is good to go, aren't you, my friend? I think we're down to one thing of peanut butter here in Carmel. Seriously, we are serious Girl Scout cookie fans.
Avid cookie fans.
Yeah.
Thank you for the support.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. So Art Venture, that's coming up April 20th. We're at Mammal Hall. Help me remember. I'm trying to remember the UNO campus. Mammal mm-hmm. Hall, is that the...
That's like on the Exarban Village side of things. It's like the business building.
Oh, it's the new campus. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing, I don't know what I'm
like,
picturing.
Literal campus. I know, yep. It's the one that's a little further off the...
And parking is free, right? They have
parking,
a huge parking lot there, if I remember.
Parking lot, yep. You're
so
golden there.
So it's over on the Exarban side.
Yep.
Okay, so April 20th, Mammal Hall on the other side of the
mm-hmm,
street.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, start... What time does everything start during the day for the kids?
Ooh, I think it starts around 11.
11.
11 or noon or so, but it's only for like an hour or
two. It is. So they buzz in.
Yep. And then we clear them out. We tidy up, clean, any mess might be left behind. We take a break.
Yes, I bet, right?
Yes. Whew. And then it's time for the actual event starting at 5 p.m. if you do the preview party.
5 p.m. Now, remind me, was the attire casual or cocktail?
Cocktail.
Cocktail. So, folks, get out your shiny stuff
yes.
and your fancy suits.
Yep, wear that dress, that outfit you've been wanting to wear for a while.
This sounds very fancy.
I know.
Art
it's so fun. A reason to dress up and just...
I love
be
it.
Fancy.
And remind us again of the cost to attend.
Yes. For the preview party, it's $200.
Okay.
And for the main event, it is $100.
Okay. And there's also virtual bidding.
Virtual bidding for free.
So if you're
unless you buy something.
or you don't want to go out, or maybe it's whatever, you can still participate.
Yeah.
Now, how long? So the bidding is over that night.
Yes.
So you've got to jump in. So if you do not, you have missed out and got to wait till next year.
Totally.
So jump in. And what's the website again?
GirlScoutsNebraska.org.
Okay, that's pretty easy to remember. GirlScoutsNebraska.org. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to have you back. We're going to have to talk about this glamping.
Yes.
And I'm going to go rent a cabin.
Yes, just for fun.
My mind is seriously blowing.
It's so fun. Bring some friends and just have a little weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
So thank you for all of this information.
You're so welcome.
And then I'm going to invite myself over to your new place,
yes.
too, just so you know.
Yes, all of y'all.
Yeah,
come
well,
on
I'll
out.
Come over. We would love that.
Please do.
All right. Well, Demi Colfer, she's Social Impact and Communications Director from Girl Scouts Art Venture, April 20th. Go get your tickets and attend. Demi, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Ryan, we're sending this back over to you. I'm going to go find you some Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
I know the way to his heart.
You've been listening to Community Conversations on Radio Talking Book. This is the program where we dialogue with voices from the Omaha community. And this is the Radio Talking Book Network in Omaha, Nebraska. We've been proudly serving our blind and visually impaired listeners for 50 years. Radio Talking Book is brought to you with the cooperation of KIOS-FM in Omaha and statewide through the facilities of Nebraska Public Media. Thank you all for being loyal Radio Talking Book listeners and supporters.